was a request, not a. Thank
you. Take your attendance today.
Yeah, thanks to Mark.
The din is b'hoyu einecha ro'oses ma'recha. So it doesn't say the other way around. B'hoyu ro'echa ro'oses tamidecha. But it's still always. I see the cameras are flipping on as we speak. You're not mechuyim. It's not a chiyum. Just the eitzet tayvik mashal. Okay, good. So we left off yesterday with a realization that, according to Tosfos, there is something very, very critical that's taking place in our sugya about a very understanding of what the very essence of the Yisro Nida is all about. Because Tosfos made the observation that, hey, there seems to be an unnecessary posuk. According to those opinions, that an erechet is never bisurin, even against the chazaka. How we know that? Nobody knows, but there's some deep, dark, secret, mystical source somewhere that an erechet and bisurin may be believed even against the chazaka, according to one opinion in the Gemara. So Tosfos turns the tables on and says, if so, what are Nida possible by Nida for? Because after all, everyone knows Nida is the classic no chazacha. The classic no chazacha, because we spend 3 days talking about why it's no chazacha. Because of the Maharitz and the Shmeitzes and the Marshos and the Taisim, Eid of Chesed Yerli Eilim. But when all the dust settled, Nida is the example of Ein Bechazacha. So Im Keim, Nida Pasuk for Nida. So Tosfos is scratching their heads and working with the look at the pasuk, they're staring at the Sefer Torah, they're reading Parshas Mitzayra for Sofra Law, Frek Tosfos Kashim against the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Lamali Kras Ach Pshita. Any Tom Dick and Eric can figure out that a woman is believed, even against the Chazaka person that is believed. So Lamali Kras for Sofra Law says Tosfos, the Kras must be to tell me that I would have thought that Nida is an erva. It's an erva. And then another pasuk in Chumash is coming to haunt me. Dava dava mi mamun. So Tosfos says, "Mamash, he's a Chumash here today." Most of Eshurim, 90% of Eshurim are just Chumash here. So you have a word dava over here and a word dava over here, and that teaches me dava dava mi mamun, and therefore Nida should have been included. Kamash belon v'sofralon. No, Nida is nishken erva. That's the way Tosfos lined up the sugya. Something very, very radical was going on between the lines of Gittin Dabez and Beis. Other Rishonim was saying Shir and Gittin Dabez and Beis. This flew right by them. The Ramban said, "What's about Nida v'Safal?" I mean, learn Mesachas Nida. You can figure out Nida's in Erev. What does that do with Gittin Dabez and Beis? Nida's nish to Mokov for Einach and Bisurim. It's Bechlal not Einach and Bisurim. So like the Rambam, there's no Mokov for Einach and Bisurim. The Rambam said the whole thing Lohel Dvar Me'elam. From the eyes of the Helig of Balei HaTosfos, something radical is going on back and forth. So although it's true that according to Tosfos we are forced to conclude that Nida Lamaskana is not an erva, according to the Rambam, we're not forced to any such conclusion. Not only are we not forced to such a conclusion, forget the opposite is true. As we saw the Farish in the Rambam, state the Farish and the Chazishas, that Nida is in fact an erva. So we took this Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, we try to put some teeth into it, try to put some potential nafkaminas ladina. So we ran into a couple of brick walls that all the places we turn, it doesn't seem to make much of a difference whether is it not an erva condition or not. It doesn't create mamzerus. Is there a nisal lechachil lekadesh? Probably doesn't exist altogether. So we couldn't really put any real nafkaminas ladina on this. But now we're going to try to move on to an area of Hilchos Nida that may actually come to highlight this very, very real shaila. Is Nida considered to be b'chal ra'is or not? So in order to understand this, we need a little bit of a background. It's a Gemara in the end of the 8th parakh Masechet Sanhedrin. It was the summer limud a few summers ago. So it's a Gemara at the end of the 8th parakh Masechet Sanhedrin, where the Gemara discusses the halacha of a chai b'hem. The starting point that halacha always is that the kuach nefesh b'hem is b'chal kula. Let's say a person has to eat on Yom Kippur, so eat on Yom Kippur. A person has to eat b'chal Shabbos, chal shesh b'sakana, so eat b'chal Shabbos, eat treif. The starting point is b'chai b'hem. I mean, the starting point was not b'chai b'hem, but the pasuk, the chiddush of the Torah is b'chai b'hem. Nevertheless, the Gemara says there are a few mitzvahs, there are a few isurim that are not subject to that heter of b'chai b'hem. How do you know which are exceptions to the rule of b'chai b'hem? So that's the Gemara that goes fishing in the end of the 8th parakh of Sanhedrin, trying to figure out what those exceptions are. So the Gemara says that there's one issa that's for sure not subject to the heter of b'chai b'hem, and that's ritzicha. And that's leis man d'polish. Nobody would ever argue you can kill somebody to save your own life. Why is that? How did the Gemara know that? The Gemara says, "Lamali kras svarahu." The Gemara says, "That's a milsa de pshita ad ma'id." What's the svarah pshita? You have to say it very fast. My chazus the dami de dach subuch tvei dami de dam dal gavus subuch tvei. Top in. Okay, pretty quickly. Most of those words are right. How do you know that your blood is redder than the other? Which is a poetic, dramatic way of saying you can't put a value on a human life. And therefore, my chazus, therefore, you have no right to think that your blood is redder than the other guys. Your life is more important than the other guys. And therefore, you have to get killed rather than picking up a knife and killing somebody else. That's the din by Shvichus Dam. The Gemara says, Lam Nikras Faru. That's the Nos de Pshita Adnoyed. Even though the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's a Nos de Pshita Adnoyed, the Gemara invokes the Svara, the Kesef Mishnah claims in Uchas Yisedi HaTorah that that's a Pasha that's really a Svara. Whenever the Gemara quotes a Svara, you have to always be careful and ask yourself, as we always give the example in our Torah, in our shul, is this a Shabbos morning svar or a Shabbos afternoon svar? I mean, Shabbos morning are drushes, are sermons, or the rabbi used a little bit of a leeway, a little poetic license, a little bit, it's homiletics, that kind of stuff. So the things that I say Shabbos morning are not, don't necessarily have to be 100% oiskahal from Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't have to be 100% every lumdash, dot the I's, cross the T's, and every single drush that you give. The drush is, the goal of the drush is to give over a machshava satayra, to give some hashkofa satayra, to give a little divichis v'zayras, a little divi musar. That's the goal of Shabbos morning, by and large. Shabbos afternoon in our shul, so that's a shir in halacha, that's a shir in lumdash, and everything's got to be 100% right. You don't have poetic license. You're saying a shtikl Torah and a shev shmayin, so you don't have poetic license to say because it sounds fuzzy, it sounds warm and cozy, so I can say it. It has to be correct. If it's not correct, then don't say it. So at least you think it's correct. So over here, when the Gemara gives the svara, the reason why you can't kill somebody to save your own life, what kind of a svara is that? Is that a Shabbos morning? Is that a Shabbos afternoon? That's a lamal de cross svaru. That's like a motzer chayel of haraya kind of svaru. That's like a milsa de pshita that stands up to the rigor of halach analysis. Lamal de cross svaru. Is that what it means? What does the Gemara mean? No, the Gemara means that it's not going to make sense. It's not a bad svaru. It's pretty logical that there should be such a halacha of chaybem not applying to ritzicha. It makes sense. Not bad. When I tell somebody to lose their life based on my homiletics, on my drasha Shabbos morning, my drasha Shabbos afternoon, you have to put your money, your life on the line for the drasha and Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos big drashas don't require your life to be given. So does the Gemara mean that this svar of Bechazus is really, really the real McCoy? So the Kesef Mishnah claims that not. The Kesef Mishnah claims there's a deacon in Rambam that the real Mokor, the emes Mokor, is some halacha mashtina, some mesayra, some pasuk, some drasha somewhere that the Gemara doesn't even share with us. It's some mesayra that we have, kach nemra halacha, that ritzichat shrichas dam is not subject to mechayv ahem. And the Gemara is just giving an ethical, moral, religious sensitivity kind of a reason, a homiletical reason, that taka makes sense, and ilamaz, taka makes sense, this halacha, but it's not really the mokor for the din. What forced the Kesef Mishnah to say this? Because the Kesef Mishnah had a diak in the Rambam that there are cases that arise where the svara doesn't apply. There are situations where we paskin the din of Yehari Vayav or Baritzicha, even though the svara is clearly not true. What's the example? So the Rambam claims that based on the Rishalmi, the Rambam claims that what would be the din in the following case? Let's say I have 100 people living in town, and the goyim come and say, hand us over one person. And if you don't hand it to one person, we're going to kill all 100 of you. So the Rambam writes that you're not allowed to hand over a Jew. The Jew's going to get killed. You're not going to hand him over. It's time to beat him up. They're going to kill him. So the Rambam says that you're not allowed to hand over the Jew. It's going to cost 100 people to get killed. What do you do? You hand a Jew over to the goyim, knowing full well the goyim are going to kill him. That's like a gram ritzicha. That's like a mishtatif misayel of a ritzicha. That is a din like ritzicha. Even though, again, I'm not chayav misa for handing over the Jew to somebody else. That's a derech rama, but it's still called the shem ritzeach. That's rama ritzichas ritzicha. That you're still called a ritzeach. If you cause somebody else to get killed, derech rama, that's also called a veir of lo sirtzach. It's a lo sirtzach without an oynish misa's based in. So the Rambam says, we have no right to hand over a Jew to get killed under any circumstance whatsoever. Ay gavalt is going to cost 100 people to end up dying. Doesn't it make, aren't 100 lives worth more than one life? How can you say mechazus on that? Mechazus means when it's a one-on-one, when it's 100 to one, obviously 100 is better than one. So the Rambam still says, you're not allowed to hand over the person. So the Kesef Mishnah says, you see from the Rambam, that it's not really a din of mechazus. Mechazus is not the defining reason. The real reason is because losirtzach is not nitan to dechia. That's it. Finish gemara. That's it. Chayvam was never said on losirtzach. In this case, tachan the reason doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter. Says the Kesef Mishnah, but that's the Rambam. The din stands on its own 2 feet. So it's on this Rambam that the Ramach, Ramesh Kayin, one of the Chachmei Lunil from the Chachmei Provence. So the Lunil was a city in Provence. So Rabbi Shakoyen asks on this Rambam, he says, the din taka doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Shakoyen says, my chazis. He says, what do you mean 100 is not better than one? Of course 100 is better than one. Of course you should hand over the one person to save the 100 lives. So Rabbi Shakoyen was clearly learning the Gemara Kipshuto. The Gemara said the reason, so it was a Shabbos afternoon reason. And the Rambam, by almost like ignoring the reason and focusing on some pre-existing halacha moshtira, something that the Gemara doesn't tell us about, so the Rambam is downplaying the reason a little bit. The reason is more derech drush, and it didn't stand even when the drush doesn't apply. So why am I talking about this? Because this is the background to the next part of the story. So the Gemara says that Lamaisa, there's a din that Shrichus Dom is your Vayava. Whether you hold like the Ram or the Ramach, Lamaisa din is true. Everyone agrees to that din. So the Gemara comments on the Pasuk in Pashas Kiseitze, Ki Kasheya Kol Ish Ara'eu Urtzachei Nefesh, Keina Dover Hazeh. The Torah compares a person who attacks a Nara Marosa, he's Ma'anesa, a Nara Marosa, to someone who kills. Ki Kasheya Kol Ish Ara'eu Urtzachei Nefesh, Keina Dover Hazeh. What does it mean? It's not the same. One case I killed someone. The other case I was mazana with a woman against her will. A person attacked the woman forcibly, was mazana with her. So why does the Torah draw this hekesh? It's not exactly the same. So Gemara says we have a tradition that there are a whole series of halachas that are munachim in this drasha, in this hekesh. That there are a whole bunch of comparisons that the Torah is trying to draw for us between these two acts, even though they're not identical, but Kain and Avrazah, they are similar in the following ways. So one of the many dinim that the Gemara says is similar in just as Lo Sirtzach is not Nita L'dechia, either because of the Svar of the Ramach, or because of some pre-existing halacha that the Ramam, whatever the Mokar is. So whatever the din is by Ritzicha, that's the same din by Nara Marasa as well. So if it comes a choice, Torah puts a gun to your head and says, violate Nara Marasa, I'm going to kill you. So just as Lo Sirtzach, you have to give up your life, so too for the violation of Lo Sinuf, you have to give up your life as well. Then the Gemara says that Nara Marasa is one of the many, many arayas. It's Eishas Ish. So the same is true for all the arayas. Hukshakal arayas ladot, all the arayas are considered to be one lump sum. And therefore, Mikan, Shagili arayas is Yehor Vayavah. So those are the two Mekairis that the Gemara says that how do you know two out of the three Harva Yavors? One Ritzicha is either Misvar or some Halach Marsina or something. And the second one is this Hekesh, where, of course, the Torah compares Ritzicha to Gili Arayis. What's the third one? Avodah Zarah. So strangely enough, Avodah Zarah is actually Mechalek Zeftanayim. The first two are not Mechalek. The Gemara says the first two everyone agrees to. But Avodah Zarah is actually Mechalek Zeftanayim. So there's one Tana that says that Avodah Zarah is not from the Gimla Averus. There are Gimla Averus. Only Beis Averus, Achem Averus. Avodah Zarah is the same as all other Averus. And Avodah Zarah per se is not Yehor Vayavah, unless it's Befer Hesya. If it's Befer Hesya and the Goy is insisting that you bow down to the idol, well, the idol, Havril Adas, it's always like that. What does the Goy care whether you bow down to the idol? Obviously, it's Havril Adas. He's trying to make fun of your religion. He's trying to be Bevatel Torah Mitzvahs. So one Tana says, so then Avodah Zarah is the same as all other mitzvahs. If a goy puts a gun to your head and says, "B'machal Shabbos, because I want to fight against Judaism, I want to attack Shemir Shabbos," then Shabbos is also Yehor Vayavor, if it's Befer Hesya. The other two Averis, namely Shvichus Damim and Gilei Arayis, are objectively Yehor Vayavor, even B'tzimah, even B'yachidus, there's nobody around. The third of the Averis of Avodah Zarah, so there's one Tana that says Avodah Zarah is taka not like the other two, Avodah Zarah is like Kol HaTorah Kula, and therefore, if it's Befer Hesya, then taka is Yehor Vayavor. Else the mitzvah of Rikdashti B'Sech B'nei Yisrael, Los Chal Hashem Kodshi. But if it's B'tzinah, so one Tana says, taka, if a goy comes to you in the privacy of your own home and says, I insist you bow down to the idol, I want to make Leitzonis out of Torah Mitzvahs, in the privacy of your own home, so one Tana says, you bow down and you don't give up your life. And the other Tana says, no, Rabbi Elazar, B'chayz Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar says, no, Avodah Zarah is also objectively Yehor Vayavor. How does he know that? What's the Mokor? B'chol Nafshecha Ksiv. So he interpreted, Rabbi Elazar interpreted the Pasuk, B'chol Nafshecha, Afilu Notlas Nafshecha, it's the Mishnah in the end of Maseches Brachos. Afilu Notlas Nafshecha means that the Haftash of Lekecha, Avodah Zarah is such the antithesis of Avos Hashem. You know, other mitzvahs say, a guy with shatnez, a guy eats chazer, a guy does, misses Bar Kriyashma here and there, he still knows Hashem, he loves the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he makes mistakes. part of a, it's like lovely, like a relationship, a husband and wife. So everybody makes mistakes. The husband does some things wrong, the wife does some, no, no, sorry, sorry. Oh, the husband does things wrong. Means, yeah, people make mistakes in a relationship. So it doesn't impinge upon the etzem ava. That means they basically still love each other, basically happily married. A couple can be happily married and still every once in a while something goes wrong. But that's not a bittul of the ava, but ish leishtai. But if a person's bezaneh, so then it's very hard to speak about them still being in the state of ava, but ish leishtai. So that's what the Torah, that's what Rabbi Law says, the same thing, relationship with the Rebbe's Baruch and Klai Yisrael. When it comes to a guy who does an aveir here and there, so that's not a bittul of b'chol nafsh, he can still love the Rebbe's b'chol nefesh and still do aveiras here and there. But a guy does aveir, he's bezaneh with another god, he worships another god, so ein lecha lack of b'chol nafsh, god will be zeh. That's the ultimate antithesis of Avas Hashem. So Zen Nemed Chiddush V'Hat Hashem L'Kecha B'chol Nafshecha. I feel Netzas Nafshecha. So Rabbi Elazar Paskins that Avodah Zarah is like the other two. There are three biggies. According to Rabbi Yishmael, there are only two biggies, and according to Rabbi Elazar, there's a third biggie. So how do we Paskin L'Halacha? So all the Yishmael Paskin like Rabbi Elazar. We Paskin L'Halacha like Rabbi Elazar. That's the sum of the Gemara. The Gemara in the end of Masechet Sanhedrin seems to present that the Amorai, remember, was Machriya. The final Pesach was against Rabbi Yishmael's view. We Paskin like Rabbi Elazar. So there's a Taisus tucked away in Masechet Avodah Zarah, where Taisus quotes the possibility that maybe we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar. Maybe we follow Rabbi Yishmael, that there are only two Yehar V'Yavors, and Avodah Zarah is the same as other Yisurim. So Taisus has a very, very fascinating comment. Taisus Masechet Avodah Zarah quotes such a possibility in Pshat and Gemara, and Taisus says, Chas v'shalom lo medavar kaza. That's usually not a... That's like usually, you know, you get someone to scream at you, you know, if the shul chas for Baal Taisus to write that chas v'chalil v'haske davar kaze. Why did Taisus come up with such zaam, with such venom, with such strength? Is it chalil v'chalil chas v'haske lo yedavar kaze? It was Ma'is Mechal Yoyim in the days of the Crusades. Baal Taisus lived through this. So Baal Taisus said, if you're going to tell me that Avodah Zarah is not the Yehar V'Yavor, so you're opening up Chalila V'Chalila V'Chalila, people are going to say, oh, I don't have to give up my life. So the Yemes says it's a little bit of a pell on Taisus, because even according to Rabbi Yishmael, all the people in the Crusades still had to give up their lives. Why? It wasn't for Hesia. The Goyim weren't going into the privacies of your own home and telling you, go accept Isa Ish. They were all doing it. It was always public. Everybody always knew. For Hesia doesn't mean even there are 10 people watching. The Gemara's Beferish and Sanhedrin, 10 people knowing about it, is also called for Hesia. So always the Goyim and Nebuch, they come into town. They'd surround the Jewish community. They'd say, listen, here's a choice. I'll be baptized. We're going to kill all of you. It was always for Hesia. So the din was always Yehar V'Yavah. Bein Lefi Rabbi Yishmael, Bein Lefi Rabbi Loz was always going to be Yehar V'Yavah. But Taisus didn't even want to open up the Pesach of a Pesach of a Pesach of a Machat, that someone's going to think that maybe not everybody knows about it, maybe Ken's out of it. So Taisus says, we don't pass like that. Rabbi Yishmael was Nimnu V'Gram against Rabbi Yishmael. It doesn't make a difference in Jewish history anyway. All the Jewish communities that were killed, that had been Moshe Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, so they were all doing Kedasu Chadin, Bein Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Lefi Rabbi Elazar. But Taisus said that Chalil V'Chalil Lemon shouldn't even pass like Rabbi Shmuel Bezman. That's an interesting tidbit of a historical note of Baal Taisus. Anyway, back to that story. So why are we talking about all this? Because this sets the stage for our discussion today. So the din is that Gili Arayis is Yehar V'Yavah. Everybody subscribed to that. Even Rabbi Shmuel agreed to that. Gili Arayis is the Hekesh. It's Yehar V'Yavah. The only problem is, we're not sure who's included in the Hekesh. So we know some. We know Eish Ish. That was the original case. We know Achas Ishta. We know Eish Ach. We know Abita, Baspita. Those are all easy ones. Nope. It's the Shaila. It's neither included in the Shaila. Comes up to you with a gun, puts a gun to your head and says, Katsina, it's not even for Hashim. It's a gun to your head and say, we bold Ishadida, we're going to kill you. What's the deal? Is it Yehar V'Yavah or not? So our Netiyah is, it depends on everything we spoke about yesterday. According to Shita Sirambam, Avada it is. According to the Rambam, Nida is not one iota less than any other Erva. State Rambam Huchas Isha is the Ferish Begalef. But according to Rabbi Natam, according to Taisus and Asugia, according to the whole shtickle Torah from Taizer Rosh and yesterday's Sugin Yavamis, Nida is fundamentally not an Erva. And the characteristic of Nida that makes it not an Erva is the fact that it's a Asur L'Kol. As strange as that sounded, like even though it should have been more Asur, no, because it's so Asur, it's a Megala that it's not a Arayis. Now, just because something is quote-unquote more Asur, more chomer even you want to call it, that doesn't make it arayas. Between you and me, Shmir Shabbos is more chomer than Nida. And Shmir Shabbos is not Yehor V'Yavar. So it's not the chumas of Isser that creates the status of Yehor V'Yavar. What creates the status of Yehor V'Yavar is Ritzicha, Kedarayas, and we pass the halacha like Rebbe Lozer, Avidizar. Those al zen nema la halacha give la veras a chamuras or yehar v'yavar even b'tzina. So you want to yell and scream? What do you mean? But need is a nisakari. Chobetz pesach is also nisakars. Eating yom kippur is also nisakars. And there's no din yehar v'yavar in them. So the only question you have to ask yourselves is, are they comparable to nara marasa? That's al zen nema halacha nara marasa yehar v'yavar as a state hukshul l'shvichas damim. Everything is hinging upon: is it part of the parish of nara marasa or not? Is it included in the Hekesh Rav Yehuda? Is Nida part of that picture of Gilead Arayis or not? So according to the Rambam's definition of an Erva, the answer is unequivocally yes, according to Rabbi Natan and Tosfos. So the answer is unequivocally no. How does this play out la'alochata? So nowhere in Shulchan Aruch is this mentioned explicitly. I mean, well, maybe, but there's no place explicitly that talks about this Shaila. Someone puts a gun to your head and says, be boil the Nida. There's a much more subtle discussion, though, a less violent, less, you know, less dramatic discussion that does appear in Shulchan Aruch in the end of Hilchos Nida and Siman Kuf Tzadi Hey. But we need a little bit of a background to this discussion. It actually all started with the Beis Yosef. You know, the Beis Yosef was the original sefer written by Yosef Cairo. Yosef Cairo, you have to know who Yosef Cairo was. He was a little boy who was born in Spain in 1488, a very, very not good place to be born in 1488. And at the ripe old age of 4 years old, his parents left on the last boats going out of Spain, and the fateful Tisha B'Av and the Gibrish Svara and the expulsion from Spain. So like many Jews at the time, they vacilled around a little bit in Europe, and they ended up in Turkey. So in those days, Turkey was a good place. Different places in the world have been better or worse for Jews, depending on what kufa you're in. But that kufa, Turkey, was a good place for Jews to be, relatively speaking. So the Cairo family, together with many other of the Gushei Sfarad, ended up in Turkey, and Yosef Cairo grew up in Turkey, in a city called Constantinople at the time, now better known as
Istanbul.
Okay. So he grew up there, and that's where he wrote, that's where he learned, I forgot who the Rebbeim in Turkey were, and that's where he wrote the Beis Yosef. So his monumental work was the Beis Yosef. Then later in life, Yosef Cairo decided to move to Eretz Yisrael, so he came to a city called Tzfat, which had a lot of the Gushei Sfarad who were living there at the time, and other people living there. And he set up shop in a little cave in Tzfat, which is still around the Ara Yemezeh. In that little cave in Tzfat, which was his Beis Medrash, so he decided that he's going to write a little bit of a kitzer of the Beis Yosef because it's too long, so people are not going to have to read the whole thing. So he wrote the Rashi Prachim. Well, he wrote all the conclusions. He cut out all the Lumdus and all the Pupulim, all the Mekairis, all the Shtikl Teiris. He just got to the bottom line, and that became known as the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was a shtickle afterthought. It was Hashgacha Pratis that at the identical time, almost the same time in history, that the Beis Yosef is sitting in Istanbul writing a Beis Yosef, and then coming to Eretz Yisrael writing a Shulchan Aruch, was another man who was living in another part of the world, who was living in a little town in Poland, Krakow. You can still see his shul, Adi Yemez at the Ramah. And Moshe Isserles was from a different world, a different Messiah, had no idea who the shul, who the Beis Yosef was. There was no communication between Turkey and Poland at the time. And he got this grandiose idea in his mind also. He's going to write a running parish on the tour. Came out the same style as what the Beis Yosef wrote, and he wrote the Darkei Moshe Aruch, and then he cut it down also to the Darkei Moshe Kotzer, which is the Darkei Moshe that we have. And then after the Shulchan Aruch was finally published, so the Ramah realized that the Shulchan Aruch was written, and he realized that Shulchan Aruch was tilted a little bit in the direction of the Sfardim, so he wanted to give equal time for the Ashkenazim. So he wrote the Mappa to the Shulchan Aruch. Mappa is a tablecloth. So the Shulchan Aruch was called the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah wrote the Mappa, which was supposed to be the tablecloth on top of the table to complete the whole picture. So that Hashgacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that put these two Gedolei Olam in the world at the same tkufa in the early 1500s. So Kacha, but that became the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. In case you're interested in halachic history, but back to that story. So very often you can't understand things properly in Shulchan Aruch unless they look at the Beis Yosef. So you have to go backwards. The Shulchan Aruch was just written, Bekitza, just the Chazer. Every month the Shulchan Aruch writes. Every month you should read the whole Shulchan Aruch, all Dalach Hecha Shulchan Aruch. But you, that's just like the kids are reading. That's not the kids' Shulchan Aruch. That was a later sefer written in Hungary 300 years later. Nothing to do with this. So the original, if you want to understand the original source of Shulchan Aruch, you have to look at the Beis Yosef. So if you look at the Beis Yosef, in Uchaz Nida, Kuf Tzadi Hei, in Yerdeya, he says the following fascinating shaila. Loch Lemaisi says, what's the din? A woman is a Nida. She was a Nida. The husband's not allowed to touch her when she's a Nida. Everyone knows that. So the more of a favor, you're not allowed to touch your wife when she's a Nida. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, she's a Nida, but she's not feeling so well. And she's actually not just not feeling so well. She's very, very sick. She's definitely ill. And the only one around who knows how to take care of her happens to be her husband. Her husband is the doctor in town. And there are things that he could do that could potentially save her life. Is he allowed to violate the Isser of otherwise touching the Nida in order to save his wife's life? Potentially save her life. That's the Beis Yosef phrases. So some of you are thinking, well, what is he talking about? What's the Hilchos of Beis Yosef? What about my other Das? That he's not, in the end, it's about to hang in there. Don't draw any conclusions. But Ilul Das, that should be us. What's the move? So, V'chaybehem. V'chaybehem, we eat on Yom Kippur, V'chaybehem. We call Shabbos, V'chaybehem. We call it Pesach, we treifus, V'chaybehem. What's for touching your wife and shit? Give me a break. What comes out? What's the terrible issue? So, what's bothering the Beis Yosef? Why does the Beis Yosef even raise the question? Because the Beis Yosef had his eye on the Gemara at the end of the 8th Perek of Masech Sanhedrin. The Gemara is a Chiddush Gadol in the Sugya V'Harba Yavor. The Gemara says that when you have a Sugya V'Harba Yavor, V'Harba Yavor doesn't only mean the Gimel Averis of the Atzmon, it means any Avera that's in the Parsha of the Gimel Averis. Even a phrase that's been coined, what's it called? It's a long Aramaic word. Abizrat, right? Like the dust. It's the Masher, it's the Tipa Minayam. It's not the Avera proper. It's a shtick, it smells, it smacks, it's the dust, the little spray of the Gimel Averis, Chamus B'Yaiser. Even Abizrayu of Gimel Averis is also heard by Yahweh. It came out of a Ferish and Gemara. Vishnek, where's the Ferish and Gemara? Where Gemara? Who Gemara? Where Gemara? So Gemara tells the following story. Gemara, the very end of Perek Ben Sera Meir, the last Sugya Ben Sera Meir, Gemara tells the following story. Maise, Vadim Echad, Shehel Libaitino. There was a fellow who got sick. He got very, 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 very sick. His life was in danger. And they went to the doctors. That's the thing. You have to ask the doctors first to figure out what's wrong with the guy. So they went to the doctor. And the doctor said, you know why this guy is so sick? He got himself so ill because he has his eyes. He wants to be mezana with this one woman. And the only thing that'll calm him down will be if we let him go ahead and violate this sister. Go do this act of preaches, go be mezana with this woman. That'll be his yeshua. That'll be his refuah. So he stayed. So the doctor gave such a psak. So the chachamim said, wait a minute. So the Gemara says they sent it back to the chachamim. Shmuel said, oh, they asked the chachamim in town. Okay, we trust the doctors, but we're not questioning the doctors. The doctors are correct medically. The guy is so flagging. He got himself so... I mean, we know that sometimes stress and anxiety and these kind of things can sometimes, there's a lot of connection between psychiatric illness and physical. Again, I'm not a regular doctor, I'm a psychiatrist. I don't want to say anything that sounds foolish, but we know, kayadua, that sometimes unbelievable stress and anxiety can create potential issues of pikuach nefesh mamish. So, Ramesh talks about the tshuva. Ramesh is a famous tshuva. About the husband accompanying his wife to the hospital on Shabbos. She's having a baby. So the wife is so nervous to go herself. What's the husband's not a doctor. He's not a doctor. He's not a natsal. He doesn't know how to deliver babies. What's he going to do? He's gonna smile. He's going to cheer up. He's going to make her feel less tense. So Ramesha says that's also beged the pikuach nefesh, because when you have a chelish yesh b'sakana, they get very, very agitated. So that can impact negatively on their status. So Ramesha was matter for the husband to go along, based on the Gemara Masechah Shabbos that says that when you have a yeledes, so you have a woman who's in labor, we treat her as being a chelish yesh b'sakana. And Gemara talks about doing things for her that she doesn't really physically need, but she psychologically needs. She's very, very, very anxious, very, very agitated. So the Gemara speaks about doing even blachas deraisa just to calm her down. So that idea in halacha that there is a connection between the anxiety levels, the stress levels, and the physical condition is accepted in halacha. When it plays out, how it plays out, you got to speak to the mumchim in the medical field, the psychiatric field, to figure out what the proper balance, when we would invoke such a principle. But there is such a concept in halacha. So here the Gemara is saying that this fellow is so sick. The doctors are right. They're not questioning the diagnosis. But the Gemara says, "Mice, we can't do anything about it because it's Yehor V'Yavah." Trying to finish Gemara, it's Yehor V'Yavah. So the Gemara says that they went back to the doctors. They told the doctors what the Chachamim said. So the doctor said, it's not necessary to him mamish to be mezana with her. Even other kinds of things, and it's not 100% clear what those other kinds of things are, other kinds of contacts, other kinds of things that are derech pritzos, could also perhaps, solve his medical anxiety, his psychiatric condition, whatever it is. So they went back to the Chacham and they said, okay, we understand you don't want to be matir mamish, literally to be mezana with her, but can we be matir other things as well? So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, you can't be matir other things. Adkan, the story itself, between the dialogue between the doctors and the Chacham. So first, we trusted the doctor's diagnosis. The Chacham said, we don't give the diagnosis, it's still Yari Bayamar. We went back to the doctors changed their prescription a little bit, and the Chacham said, we trust their prescription, we can't do anything about it, it's still Yari Bayamar. So now the Gemara tries to analyze the story. What was going on in the story exactly? What was the case? So the Gemara quotes two radically different versions to this story. The Gemara says, who was this phantom woman? Who was this woman who this person had to be mezana with to save his life? Who was she exactly? What was she? Who was she? So the Gemara quotes two different versions. One version was she was an Eshes Ish. And the other version was she was a Penuya. She was a single girl. So the Gemara now analyzes the give and take, the dialogue between the Chacham and the doctors according to both versions of the story. So the Gemara says that Hanicha Lamandi Yom Eshes Ish Haisa. If she was an Eshes Ish, then I understand the entire story from beginning to end. The story makes perfect sense. The doctor's diagnosis makes sense. The rabbi's objection. The doctor's revised diagnosis. The rabbi's right objection. The entire story, if A to Z, clearly that's life, makes perfect sense up here. If she was Taka Neshes Ish. But Laman, the Yama Penuya Hoysa. If she was a Penuya. Michael Nibs, let her go to the Mikpenuya, whatever. What's the big deal? She's a Penuya. So let her be. Almost Penuya, so is Asma. Okay. We're not advocating Paneh Bola Pnuya, we're not sanctioning that, but between you and me, the worst it is the Nisa Derais, a lab of Kadesha, maybe. Another time, another place. More than that's not. Gili Rais is Nisht. So I understand if it was Mamash Gili Rais, it was Pnuya Maikal Amen, the Gemara says you're right. If it was Pnuya, so then the Ika Me'ikar Adin, he was Takalad if I violated this Issa. So why would the Chum hold him back? Shalom, you Prutus Berais. Chacham said, we're going to be mad to this. Imagine Gefelach HaMichshol, we're going to be mad to this. The rabbi's going to say, okay, she's only pretty anyway, so let him be mezana with her. What's going to happen? So tomorrow the next guy's going to get the same problem. The next guy, everyone's going to have the same illness. So the Chacham says, actually, 100 minutes is nusach. Open up the tremendous pierce for preachers. And therefore Chacham put the foot down and said, we're not going to be mad to it. Either guy's going to die. Sorry, he's going to die. What are you going to die? The vault. We're going to violate the dinner Torah. The dinner Torah is the chayim. We have to save his life. So samar dam reyecha. What do you mean? You have to go to the doctor. You have to listen to the doctors. So what gives us the right to do that? What's the answer? It's not. I mean, it's not getting raised. Alat sad. It's not getting raised. The Gemara says that according to the pure dinner Torah, it is special. Made the pure dinner Torah. We as rabbanim are in violation of samar dam reyecha. The guy's dying. The guy's dying in front of us. He's breathing his last breath, and we have the way to save him, and we refuse to do so. What's the answer?
Yeah, Megdor
Milsa Shaini. The Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos that even though we have a rule that ain't koch b'yachom lachad of min ha-toira, b'kum v'aseh chom anah la ta'ir v'ayle r'veiris, actali v'ayle r'veiris, Chazal do have the koyach under emergency measures, not even Sheva Tasa. That's a machloek, but this is Sheva Tasa. It's a lav. It's a loaded question, not for now. But this is Megda Milsa. The Gemara tells a story that there was one time, there was a tkuf in Jewish history when Chil Shabbos was rampant, days of the Yavon, and people were being nichshel on Chil Shabbos. Chazal saw a fellow riding a horse on Shabbos, they gave him skila. The Gemara says, give him skila, because it's a nisad derabban, and tucked away in the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah's Beitza. What's for skila? The Gemara says, Megda milsa shiny, that Chazal have emergency powers, like sometimes the government has, you know, emergency decrees. The Chazal have emergency powers, Megda milsa shiny, that they're allowed to violate Isurim right and left under emergency measures. They're not allowed to be misakim that l'dayrus. If Chazal be misakim l'dayrus that a guy rides a horse, it's chayef skila, the Chazal reitzchim. That's lo sirtzach, to kill a person for violating this adirabon. But make the milsa shiny, emergency situation, they have the koyach to do that. V'shteta zoy, where did that come from? Where did that halach come from? So the Gemara says, we know this to be true, because the Torah says that if a Navi comes and tells you that I hereby am abolishing Shabbos out of the Torah. Nobody comes and says, I was given the rule by the Rebbe Hashem to throw Shabbos out the window. What's the din? He's a Nabi Shech, he's Chayav Nisa. What if he comes and says, listen, I'm not throwing Shabbos out the window. I'm just telling you, I have a Nebuah right now, today, everyone has to be Mechal Shabbos. What's the din? You have to listen to me. Elof Tishmon, Afilu Lava Mitzvah Torah. What's the Raya Brura? What does the Gemara say? What was the historical precedent for that? Eliyahu Bar Kamra. Eliyahu Novi comes and tells you, I want you guys to shech the korban in Haifa, on Har HaKarmel. Lest we shech Haifa is out of the base of Mikdash. I'm asking you to shech the korban, to be mala, a korban, I'm violating Isurei Koris right and left. And the din is, Elof Tishmo, you have to listen to him. I, but a Novi can't be Eikre Dovin HaTorah. So the Gemara says, no, there's a special din by Novi, and then Tosfos shows you how Chazal figured it out by days, and also it's the same basic halacha, that all the limitations of Akira's Dovin HaTorah only apply when you're trying to create it l'deiros. But if there's an emergency, so emergency power breaks all the rules, except for Avodah Zarah. That's the only exception to that rule. But all other areas of halacha are broken for emergencies. So the Pasha Pshat is, that's what the Gemara is saying here in Sanhedrin. This is an emergency. It's a Chagadah Megdamilsa. So if you're going to have this crazy Pshat that we're going to let everyone be mezana because the doctor said so, it's going to be open up the door for periods of Gilei Rai. So therefore, we have to put our foot down, make the milsa. That's the simple Pshat in the Gemara. So again, we just read through the whole Gemara. It wasn't on the Mamre Karmis, but everyone should have realized it should have been on the Mamre Karmis. So I just read through the Gemara with you. So let's chaza for a sec what the Gemara just said. The Gemara gave the back and forth, the dialogue between the doctors and the Rabbanim, and the watered down diagnosis, and the watered down prescription, and even that was put on hold by the Chachamim. And the Gemara said, if you hold she was an Eishes Ish, then case closed. If you hold she was a Penuyah, then you have to come on to this Megda Milsa story. Stop the Gemara in its tracks. What's the problem with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Allah said she was an Eishes Ish, everything is what? Everything's hunky-dory, right? Everything's great. If she was an Eishes Ish, then I understand exactly why the Rabbanim said no. Why? What did the Gemara say? What's the Hanicha L'mandim Eishes Ish? What's for Hanicha? I understand the first step of the diagnosis, when the diagnosis was and the prescription was be a mamish, so tatak, I understand. But once the doctors changed the prescription and said even just a little bit of other things that was also good enough, that'll do the trick. So how could the Gemara say hanicha? What's for hanicha? It's not gili arayis mamish. What? Say hanicha l'mandim eishes ish. It's not true. What's the answer? Zevin, what do you see with this Gemara? From that one line of the Gemara, hanicha. That's the mocha for the sukkah for Nabi Zrayim. From the fact that the Gemara is willing to entertain the possibility that even what we call today chibuk nishuk nagiya, all those kinds of other activities are also yahar v'yavor. Alatzach was neshesish. Zevin, from though you see from here klor that when we say gilir arayis yahar v'yavor is nishkin dafka the ma'isa from biya ma'isa gilir arayis mamish. Anything that smacks, that touches, that has a psamashu, that has a shirayim, that has a dust, that has a bizraya from gilir arayis is also yahar v'yavor. It's that one line in the Gemara. Hanich l'mandim eshdeshoy. Just bechadish a din of life and death proportions. Every line of the Gemara, you have to take every line of the Gemara. Literally, hanich l'mandim.
And what was the Abizrayu?
The Abizrayu is presumably that they're going to be doing other kinds of physical activities that are smacks of Gilei Rais, even though it's not Gilei Rais proper. It's Adkan. So it's that Gemara in the back of his mind that the Beis Yosef now comes and says, oh, you see from here that we take Abizrayu very, very seriously. Very, very seriously, Abizrayu. The Shalaf and Yerubal Yavor. So now the Beis Yosef does something which is very, very difficult. And all the later Acharonim jump at the Beis Yosef in all directions. Beis Yosef says, let's go back to our Shaila now. A woman who is potentially deathly ill. The husband's standing here. He wants to know, can I do some kind of a procedure? What is that procedure? L'mashlo's a defek. I was not in neither in Turkey nor in Sfat in the 1500s, so I cannot say for certainty what l'mashlo's a defek is. I don't think it means to take the pulse, even though defek in not in Hebrew. I don't think it means to take the pulse. I check on the history of medicine here. A man by the name of, name is close to my heart, Dr. William, what was the last name? Nobody knows. Famous doctor. Discovered circulation. Nobody knows. What? Who's the doctor who discovered circulation of the blood?
His last name is Zablowski.
Harvey was his last name. That's my legal name for those who don't know. So Dr. William Harvey was the one who discovered this gewaltige chap. Hey, wait a second. We got a heart pumping over here. We got Must be all the same stuff. It's making must be going around the track. So that was a big bichush. Again, I don't want to comment on pre-William Harvey days, but so whether defect there meant taking pulse, I'm not sure. But even before William Harvey, everybody realized there's something important going on over here. Everyone realized that there's a heart pumping. Everyone realized that when that heart stops pumping, that's not good. Everyone realizes when there's some breathing going on. So I'm not sure what the defect means, the heart pump, or what it means the lungs going up. Everyone realized, didn't take that much to figure out, when those lungs are not going in and out, that's not a good sign. So clearly there's a lot of action going on in this area. So again, what they were doing, what this 15th century doctor was, I don't know. I'm not sure what was going on exactly. But Lefi Das HaReifim, Shabbat says, man, whatever this doctor was going to do was going to be some kind of pikuach nefesh. So Beis Yosef wants to know, do we have a right to violate Hilchos Nida for the purpose of pikuach nefesh? So Beis Yosef goes on to make the following tliya. Says the Beis Yosef, it depends. It depends what violation of Hilchos Nida we're talking about. What this doctor is being asked to do, what's he doing? He's touching, he's pushing, he's like, whatever, he's patching around. He said, is that a violation of Hilchos Nida? Is that what the Torah says a person's not allowed to do when his wife's in need? Is that true? Says the Beis Yosef, it's near the Leimar, that depends on a famous Machlokes, who knew? Who knew? The Rambam and the Ramban. Yaduam, a foursome, a famous Machlokes, Rambam and the Ramban, that the Shach makes reference to in the Beis Yosef. The Shach quotes the Beis Yosef. I count the Beis Yosef. You saw the Beis Yosef. I mean, you saw the Kitzur Nimritz version of the Beis Yosef. So you do a foursome. There's a famous sheet that's the Rambam, the Yedvich Tzirubiyah, where the Rambam says, anyone who touches an erva, their chibuk, their chnishuk, any of those kinds of activities, says the Rambam raises a loikim in HaTorah. I have malchus. It's like any chazah, it's like ring shatness. It's an independent Isser HaTorah. Vishtaitazoi, lo sikru legalus erva. Says the Rambam, that's what the Kavanas HaTorah is, lo sikru legalus erva. You know, chayv kares. Kares is only for the ball erva, mamish, but the poskid bashtach imos, we're late in Metz Hashem next week, Yom Kippur Mincha. Lo sikru ish, ish akol she'er besar, lo sikru legalus erva, ni Hashem, lo sikru legalus erva, shtaitin the Rambam. That means, dvar mamam, vim ledegile reis. Lo sikru is loshen kurva. Any activity that's associated with the leading up to a maisebiya, whether or not you got to the maisebiya or not is irrelevant. Just the very act of chibur nishuk itself is an issur HaTorah, according to the Rambam. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah says that's not taichin the chumash. That's not pshat in the pasuk of chumash bechlal. Well, sikvah legalas erva means don't be megala rayas. That's what it means. It's just a poetic way of describing a maisebiya. All the other activities that lead up, says the Ramban, I didn't say the mutar, surim mit the Rabbanan. All the Gemaras that talk about the Mi'as, the Gemara says it's all. Those are only surim the Rabbanan. Surim the rayas is nisht. The Issa Dera'is says only be a mamish. Everything else before that is only Asa B'Dirabban. Mechleik is the Ram and the Ramad. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, are we going to tell this doctor that he can't touch his wife because she's an Ida? What's he doing with her exactly? He's not being balled out. He's touching her. Zolzai, so he's touching her. So Asma. So it's no sikr of the Gal Serva. So says the Beis Yosef, it depends. If you believe like the Rambam, the Lo Sikavu is a Deraisa, it's the Raisa deraisa. So it's Yehar v'yavar. If you hold like the Ramban, the Sikh was Nishkin and deraisa, only derabonon. Chibuk v'nishik is at worst, only derabonon. Touching is the mashis, the defik is at worst, derabonon. Says the Beis Yosef, you're not going to have to lose your life for this derabonon. It doesn't make any sense. We're not making people die for Isurim derabonon. So the Beis Yosef, as the Shach quotes, that. So he dug up a Tshuvas HaRamban, and the Beis Yosef says the Ramban is l'shitoso the timey also the sefilah the negias nidi and the midrabon of Allah Ramba the negias erva suv in a toira abi shipkoch nevesh of shadi also mishuvah b'Israel the gilei rais v'tzorachir I can't beish mishas. He is not 100% sure that he's right, but he has a pshtikol l'shitoso because it's a Tshuvas HaRamban that he dug up. Hard for us to argue with the Beis Yosef, but we have to make, the Beis Yosef would appreciate, Beis Yosef is such an Isha Emes, he would appreciate Emes, wherever it comes from, that he dug up a Tshuvas Ramban, and he says, aha, this is Ramban L'shitos. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah says, Befeirish, Chibuk V'nikrish, Sederabonon, this Tshuvas Ramban that permitted him to touch his wife must be L'shitosai. Small technical problem. You know what the small technical problem is? It is not a Tshuva of Ramban. That Tshuva did not come from the pen of the Ramban. There were a whole array of Tshuvas that of later generations became known as Tshuvas HaMiuchasos LaHaRamban. They were Tshuvas that were mistakenly thought were written by the Ramban. They were actually not. They were actually written by the Rashba. If you look at the end of the Shas of Tshuvas HaRashba that are printed today, so the last volume, so it has the collection of tshuvas, they're called tshuvas HaMiuchasos the Ramban. For many, many years, they were subscribed to the Ramban, and then in later generations, they realized it's like the Ritva and the Rashba. Remember the Ritva and the Rashba in Sukkah? I remember for many, many years, people thought they were the Chedush Aradim, Masech HaShabbos. You have a few array of different Svarim that got, the Ritva and Gittin. The Ritva and Gittin is not the Ritva. So if you look in the Kovetz Aris, in the beginning of Rabbi Chanan, so he has a whole page dedicated to all the mistaken identity of Rishonim. So he collects all the. So one of the mistaken identity of Rishonim is that feels 50 tshuvas or so that thought that they came from the pen of the Ramban. It's important. You have to know who wrote what, because sometimes you can end up asking kashas and saying shtickle tirahs that are not accurate if you don't know who wrote what. So for whatever reason, for several generations, they weren't sure about certain things, and things became a little, well, the Sefer HaChinuch. For many years, it was thought the Sefer HaChinuch was written by the Ra'ah, but in a later generation, they realized it probably wasn't. The only problem is they never discovered who did write it. They only discovered who didn't write it. But then, so things are still up for grabs. Maybe we're going to make this, we'll figure out who is the real author of the Sefer HaChinuch. And back to the story. But it's not the Akev in this Beis Yosef. It's just that small tidbit in the Beis Yosef that it's L'shitasa was probably not 100% accurate. But the Beis Yosef has this tliyot. Famous Beis Yosef tucked away in Yerodeh Simon Kuf Tzad Hey, that he thinks that the din of a husband touching a wife, the mokah pikuach nefesh, ultimately boils down to this machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. Famous word from Beis Yosef. So the later Acharonim had a lot of trouble with this Beis Yosef. A lot of kashas against this Beis Yosef. At all ends, Beis Yosef is attacked. So it's not fair. Everyone attacks Beis Yosef on both sides of his shtickle Torah. So the Shach is the Rosh HaMedaber against the Beis Yosef. The Shach, the Ein Nira, says the Shach, the whole Beis Yosef is not right. The Vade after a Rambam Lake is in the Raisa. Says the Shach, turns around to the Beis Yosef, and the Shach 100 years later, the Yosef, turns around to the Beis Yosef and says, "Anything? You're made of the Heilige Rabbeinu Beis Yosef. The Chilus Kavay Tarach, the Heilige Heilige Beis Yosef. You are telling me that the old time it's a Shaila of Yehor VaYavo when it's a Deraisa, and therefore, according to the Ram, you have a Deraisa in your hand. There's no Deraisa in your hand. Not even a Shaila for the Deraisa." Says the Shach. You know why? Even the Rambam, the Reish HaMedabim, the biggest Machmirin from Losik V'Legalas Erva, that's only when it's Derech Chiba. When it's not Derech Chiba, the doctor's taking care of his wife's dying. So he's trying to patch around with her a little bit, to try to give her Psat Chis HaMesa, to give her a Fua. So what's a Derech Chiba? Sh'enken Hocha. How did the Shach know so poshut that the Rambam sheet is only Derech Chiba? Have a Rambam here? What does the Rambam say for Kedusha here? How did the Shach know that even the Rambam, the Reisha Machmirim, would only be Machmir with Derech Chiba? It says it where?
With your mom.
What?
With your daughter.
Oh, so that's a Gemara. So that's an interesting Raya. You can be Deicha that Raya possibly. It's the famous Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perakov Aleph Alacha Aleph Anuchas Yisrebiya. Kol Abala, everyone writes Derech Evarim or Shechibek V'Nishek Derech Taiva V'Never Nanam Kira Basar. I raise a lokum in a Torah. Not much black on white. The Rambam says Beferish. That's only if it's Kira Basar Nana Kira Basar Derech Taiva V'Nana. Straight Beferish. The Shach's right. Rambam says it Pemolim. So says the Shach, I have a tie against you, the Hilge Bis Yosef. According to you, that the only thing that's the engine driving Rav Yavar is a Deraisa. So then, Lamai is even according to Ram, it's not a Deraisa. And I bring a Raya, says the Shach. It's got to be what I'm saying is right. It's got to be that it's not Derech Chiba, Derech Taiva, Derech Nenek, Yerub Basar. It cannot be Deraisa. It's like, Yitochin Lagid Davar Kazeh, that it's Yehovah Yavar. I bring your raya, says the Shach. You know what the raya is from? V'chein ha-minik poshut. She-rov from Yisraelim ha-master shen ha-devah shal isha filo ish ish. Aved es gicham. Av ish yesh rov b'chein. V'chein ha-zim shabin ha-mishru da bidak ha-refuah. V'adam ha-poshut k'mo she-kazavti. What's the Shach say? It's a milsa de pshita ad ma'oid. It's not derechiba. It cannot be deraisa. Lo yitochein as deraisa, doctors would take care of men patients. There were no women doctors in the Middle Ages. So in the days of the Shach, there were no women doctors. Men doctors, from doctors, shemitah amidst to taking care of women patients. How yitochein the workers there? According to you, Beis Yosef, it's Yehor v'Yavor. What are you talking about? So the answer is, it's not Yehor v'Yavor. Because what? Because it's not derechiba. I don't understand. Let's just stop the Shach for a second. So the Shach just said it's butter. Even what? Even if there are other doctors around. What? There are Gracia doctors around. Who are the other doctors around? Of the Kicham, Rav Bechem of the Kicham. Presumably, the Shach is assuming the Gracia doctor is also qualified. And the Jewish doctors have patients. They have Jewish patients. They have Goyisha patients, they have married women patients. So when the Shach is saying that it's mutter, he's saying it's mutter because of a chaybahem? It's not a chaybahem, it's not a chaybahem. What's the Shach saying? It's mutter, you know why it's mutter? Because it's mutter. Because when it's shalom derechiba, not only is it not a deraisa, what else is it not? It's not also b'chla. Everything's mutter proven also. There's no iser of shalom derechiba. That's what the Shach just said. He just said a pemoli. He didn't just say a deraisa. He's not just telling me that people are not dying for this. He's saying that doctors doing it right enough. Eishes ish comes to a Jewish doctor and there's no het of a chaybahem here. There's a goyish doctor next door could do the same practice, could do the same job as you can. And the Shach says the ma'isa mechol yayim is that people do it. So what's the matir? The matir is with never asked in the first place. So wait a second. Is that what the Shach just said? If so, that's what the Shach just said. I don't understand. The Gemara says Pem Molim Masechah Shabbos in the first parak that when a woman is in nida, the husband is not allowed to touch her. I feel the espa ketana. He's not allowed to touch bechlal, even shaloi b'derechiba. The Rishonim added on a chumra. You're not even allowed to hand something to her gzeira, and you may come to touch her. That was already a chumra from Rishonim and Pashtus. Rashi's chumra later accepted by the other Rishonim. But Medina the Gemara, you're not allowed to touch your wife when she's in nida. I feel the espa ketana, even lo derechiba. So where did that come from? What's the answer? There must have been a special din de rabbanon that was instituted the ishtei nida, even shlobi derechiba, as part of the sugi of harchokas. Chazal said you can't eat with ishtei nida, whatever that means, and you can't sleep in the same bed. And yet there are a lot of things that are allowed to do with ishtei nida. Those were chumas de rabbanon that were added on by ishtei nida dafka because of the unique relationship of love between husband and wife. That they were more concerned. Chazal were more cheshesh. And therefore they said, when it comes to Isha Nida, all bets are off, all kulos are off, even Shlomo Derechiba is off, so mid the Rabbanon. So it comes out, an interesting thing, according to the Shach, there are three categories. When something is done derech chiba, maybe that's not yehor v'yavur. That the Rambam's right to be says that's yehor v'yav yechay balkus. That's Abi Israel. Yeah, that's the real makor. When it's not derech chiba, so then if it's your own wife, then it's a nisa derabbanan. And if it's not your wife, then catch this. Not only is it not deraisa, it's what? It's not even a derabbanan. You better be honest between you and the Rabbanu Shalom, that's not their chiba. So don't think, don't outsmart the halacha and say, oh, for me, it's not their chiba. It's honest. But imtim it's clear from context that it's shalom with their chiba, then the shach said the first, it's butul lechat chiba. So who made the shach very famous? We run out of time. Who made the shach very famous? What time is it? Binchri Dela, by the way, downstairs. Yeah. What time? No, it can't be now. Now it's 1:22. Do we have 10? Oh, we'll run downstairs. No, we'll grab some. What time? Not 1:16. What time is it?
What do you mean? We have 10 right here.
What time is Binchri Dela?
Exactly. We have 10.
Is?
Oh, we have 10.
It's 1:22, no?
1:16.
1:16?
We have 10 right here.
Okay. So, so Rabbi Moshe discovered this. This shach in his famous psach. You know the famous psach of Moshe?
Subway.
The subway psach. Samach al beis vav yud subway. The subway psach. He has somebody ask Rabbi Moshe, you're not going to the subway. Why? You go on the one train during rush hour. You inevitably you get pushed against a woman. Says Rav Moshe, it's the gear shlobi derechiba. For a normal person, that's a chavam shogun. It's shlobi derechiba, and therefore the shach says it's mutl lechatchila. There's only one person you have to be careful not to go on the subway with, to stand next to your own wife. That's what Rav Moshe says. That's what the shach just said, because the gear of the ishta shlobi derechiba is an isad derabon. That's part of the rachokis, but the isha cheres is not mutl lechatchila. Based on the shach. So Rabbi Sai, we have a lot of work to do. We didn't get anywhere near to finish the tithes against the space Yosef, so we still have work to do. Yeah.
Why can't we use the same concept that the Rabbanim used to give skila to the person on the horse to also men today with the Rabbanim with their wives for touching them for, let's say, the dofek or anything like that?
But in the end, we're going to be mad to the Rabbanim. We're going to be mad to against the business. At the end, we let doctors take care of their wives when they're sick. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about it as we go on. Okay.
But maybe there is, like, what I'm trying to say is maybe there's more room for space Yosef.
There's more machrib is banana say.
As in, just as we were able to give skila to the person on the horse, yeah. The base Yosef, it seems like the base.
No, the base Yosef is riding a safe halacha. The base Yosef is not riding a rosh shawls. The base Yosef is riding a safe halacha with dairus. The horses are for emergency situations.
How does the Ramban, as quoted by the base Yosef, say that Abisrael is not
also
from the Torah? How does he explain the deal
for me in person? Well, we got a lot of work. Okay, let's check more. I thought 1:22 was